Okay, so we are Samaches Amud Aleph. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines in the bottom. So we just, you know, asked this question. Now that I need the father and the husband to be mefer together in some way, what happens when only one does? Right? Does it cut it in half? 50%, but the other 50% is totally whole and fine? Or does one person's hafara just kind of like weaken the whole thing, right? Fine. And we said and we gave an example, right? The person who she takes the nether, you know, not to eat 2 zesim. And we said not olives, but right, actually kazayas worth of things, and the husband's made for half, you know, does his half, so and then she eats both. Right, so what's the story? So if it's mikdash kalish, then she's not gonna have. It won't get malchus because, you know, the whole thing was weak. It's such isur ba'ama. But if it was megas guys and mamish, just cut out half. But the other half is still totally in play. So this when she eats both zesim, so at some point she ate enough to make a chayav chayav malchus. Fine. So Gemara now wants to know my right. So like, what's the you know, where does this come from? What's the, you know, how do you know such a thing? So we're going to go through an example or a kabbalistic here that has 5 cases of husband and where either the husband or the father dies or they should get divorced or something that now they, right, one of the others left, and how sometimes there's transfer of that power to the other or not. And there are 5 examples. We'll go through all 5. It's really the 5th one that's going to matter to us. And the Gemara gives us all of them, just, you know, for fun. So we'll go through all of them, but just keep in mind, and you know it's great when there's a nice chart in the art scroll, which gives you all 5 examples and explains to each and every one. So we'll do our best to go through all 5, but the goal is to finish all 5 so that they make some sense to us at least, but also to get to the end, which will give us this Machalokos to Bissel and Bishamai, and we'll see how it's going to line up with this question. Okay. So the Gemara says as follows: Tashma, Emasai Amru, Emasai, Emasai Amru. In what case is this gonna happen? So the case is the following. Look at the. Yeah, the Mefarash writes Emasai Amru bin Naira Kanakat Lamasni. So then we're assuming a situation of Naira. What is this talking about? And it gives the following case. Okay. Meis habal. Sorry. Emes ha'amru meis habal. Nitrokna rishus la'av. So in what scenarios do we say that if the husband dies, that the power of being mefer, the nedarim, her nedarim, now shift to her husband? Take a look at the mefarish for a second. Meis habal kashihu arus, right? So she got married. They did kiddushin. And then the husband passes away. So nitrokna rishus la'av ka adam shemerik yayim mikli el kli. So he just explained the language. Nitrokna is a very funny, interesting language. Which nitrokna? It means like someone who takes wine and pours it from one to the other. Klomar she yatsa kol harishus min habal ubal rishus la'av. Right. So what is the scenario where the husband passes away, and now the power that he had now all transfers to the father. Okay. So meis habal nitrokna rishus la'av bizman. Shaloshama habal called him shiyamas. So that's a scenario where she took this nether, the husband never had heard about it. She never knew. He never knew that she took such a nether, and then he dies. Oh, shishama vishasak, or he heard and was. We're gonna see. Look at the bach and the bays there. Change a little bit. Oh, Shishama Vehefer. Oh, Shishama Vishasak. Umeis Babayom. Okay, but so these are different possibilities. So what happened? So what happened was, so what are the scenarios where the husband dies and the power to be made for Nadarim shifts to the father? So Bizman Shaloshama Habal, Konam Shiyamas, the husband didn't hear and then he dies. Oh, Shishama Vehefer. Or he heard about it and he said, it's no good. Oh, Shishama Vishasak, Umeis Babayom. Okay? Or he, that's the switch that the Bach makes there. okay? Or he heard and was quiet, and he didn't do anything with it. He didn't actually, wasn't made for it, but he didn't do anything about it. And he died during that same day. We're going to see why dying during the same day makes a difference. Based on some of the psukim about, how long it needs to sit with him doing nothing for it to be activated. So, but what did he, there's one other option here which didn't happen was, he wasn't Makayim. Right? He didn't say it's good. Right? So he didn't hear about it, heard and said nothing, or heard about it and was made fair, but the hearing and was quiet, he then died the same day. Okay?
Not saying it was good wouldn't transfer any power to the father, because if both of them have to...
If he said it was good, right?
Then it's Kaya.
Then he's out. Exactly. So he basically, it sounds like anything that he does besides either being Mekayim or being silent from the whole rest of the day. That's what it sounds like, right?
Like more than one day.
Yeah, meaning he died, as long as if he didn't die during that day, if he would die the next day, right, that'd be different. But here he was silent. You know, he wasn't Mekayim. And he was either silent during the day, or was mayfair, or didn't even hear about it. Okay, so zuhi sheshaninu meis haban nitchok nereshes laf. Okay, those are the scenarios where we say if the husband dies, the power of hafara now is poured into the cup, basically, of the father. Okay, look at the Ran on the bottom for a second. Four lines in the bottom. Had the katani umeis bo bayom eshma. Vishasak kai the dafka bo bayom the kasi lo kime bal, right? Because in that scenario, the point is that he heard it and said nothing, and then dies that day. That's why does that work? Because he hadn't been mekayim yet. So then yachal av lahafer aval meis bayom shela acharav. If he would die the next day, lo, that doesn't work. Why? The ha kime bal, because in that case he hears it and says nothing and leaves it. It doesn't say anything for the whole day. They gave him shelo hefir gale adayti demenach nichale. If he leaves it for the whole day, so clearly he heard, right? He heard it and he left it. So it implies that he's okay with it, right? Hilkach ena av haba mikocho yachal lahafir. So therefore, the father who now is going to come from his power, right? Basically, the father takes over his power. He can't be made for that point. But if he hears it and is mayfair, even if he dies the next day, the father can still be mayfair, because the husband himself was mayfair. Because even though when the pal dies, his hafara also goes away. And now the father has to step in and be made for also. Chelik habal imichelko, right? The part of now the father has to do both, right? He has to take on the husband's chelik with his own. Afilu achin kevin shekfar hefer yefshar de lahave gabe bal ki hakama. Meaning, so since the husband did a hafara, his hafara didn't do anything because it was only him. Right? So you can't say that the nether was hufar. You can't say that, but you can still say it's available for the husband, for the father now to take it on and be made for, because it certainly wasn't Kaya. Right? It didn't have a chance to take off yet.
But based on all this conversation, if the father had heard about it, if this was the next day or 2 days later and the father knew about it, then isn't that an implicit...
Oh, so we're going to see more cases. Oh, yeah, okay. Good. Yes, no, good point. Yeah, so at this point, we don't know what the father... Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Afal pisha shinisbat lahafaraso the hamikomagam galia daite to lo nichale bahunisha, because the fact that he was mayfair, so he revealed, right, that he was not implicitly okay with it, he was actually explicitly not okay with it, right? Umay havalimeh, but it's what was he supposed to do? All he could do was do his job, was to be mayfair. So he sort of like keeps the ability for hafar alive because he was mayfair, even if the next day is when he dies. Okay. Fine. So that's what we say until now. Fine. Aval. Okay? Now flip the page. Aval im shama vikayam. If the husband heard about it and was mekayim the nether, right? O sheshama v'shazak omeis bayom shela achrav. Or he heard about it and said nothing but didn't die till the next day. Then ein yachal lahafir. Then the father now loses it. Once the husband dies, the father loses the ability to be mefer, okay? Because now the nether has, like, you know, I guess you say the nether has wings in a certain sense, because now there's an implied kiyum or an explicit kiyum on behalf of the husband. Okay. Look at the mefarish, the one mefarish there on the left side. Avayim shama habal v'kiyem. If he heard it, then he was mekayim. Afal pishe meis bo bayom. Even though he died that day, oh shama v'shasak kol osayom. Or he heard it and was quiet the whole day. Umeis habal, and then he dies. Biyom shel acharav. Eina av yachal lahafir. Hova aver yom shamo. So this is sort of the point that you were raising before. Since the day has passed, it sounds like even if the father never heard about it, actually, right? But since the husband heard, the day passed, he's either mekayim or implicit kiyum by saying nothing. Now already the netter's, it's off. It's off and running in a certain sense. Mm-hmm. It's on its way at that point. So now he has nothing to do. But if he would have said something, right, or died and it's still not that the next day, so then there still remains the ability for the father to step in also. Yeah? Okay.
All right. This yes. whole case is talking about a woman who's in between stages of
12 to 12 and a half, yeah.
Right? Let's say her future husband passes away. Doesn't she just go back to her father's house and her father takes care of her like regular?
So the answer is yes. That's one of the, that's sort of this idea which we're going to see later on about like that we saw yesterday, like this Makish kod me havaya shniya la kod me havaya rishona, right? That like once, if she just has kiddushin and then he passes away, she goes back to her father's house and has the same status again.
Yeah.
So that's correct. The question is, what do you do in this scenario? It's a very good point. So the question is, so what do you do in this? So she goes back to your father, basically, status, right? Your father's in charge. So the question is, so what do you do though about a netter that she took while the husband was still alive?
Right. That's the point now.
Right.
So it's not like she just goes back. Because if nothing
had happened and she hadn't said anything, right, during that last, whatever you want to call it, 24-hour period before her husband passed away, then you're correct. Then she just goes back to her father's rishos, and that, it sounds like that's what's going to happen. The question here is that she took a neder before the husband died, and we don't know, and we have to see, something happened or didn't happen during that period before he passed away. And that's where we're in the process of the transfer. Right. Of Rishos from the husband back to the father, and the question is, what depends on what he did?
Like in that period of time, let's say she won money. Who does that money really belong to? The father, or her future husband, or it's half and half?
On the I think that's easier in the sense that if she comes into, she makes money the last day of her marriage before the husband dies, so the husband, so she's gonna, her husband will acquire that money. As long as he was still alive, right? Yeah. The difference here is that the neder is like floating, right? And its status is uncertain from the moment she says it until something happens within those 24 hours afterwards. And that's sort of the point. The point is that he dies during that in-between stage. Yeah? Okay. That's a very good point. Okay. Next case. Shama Aviha Vahafirla. Okay, let's say her father heard. And he was mefer. V'lo hispik baal lishmoa ad shemes ha'av. Okay, so this is sort of the opposite scenario. Okay, this is where she's married. She has with kiddushin. She has a father alive, so he still has a role to play. And the father's gonna die. Okay, so what's gonna happen when the father dies? Presumably, what happens? All the power shifts to the husband, right? So shama via. So what happens? The father hears v'hafirla, and he says, "No, you can't. This is no good. He's made for the neder." V'lo hispik baal lishmoa ad shemesah, but the husband doesn't get a chance to hear it until the father dies. Zuhi shishaninu meis ha'av lo nitchok nereshus labal. Okay, so this is when the father dies, the reshus of hafara doesn't transfer to the husband because the father was mefer and then dies. And by the way, no one said anything about how much time, right? The day. So take a look at the Ran. Shama avia v'hafir lav v'lo hispik abal lishmoa ashe mesa av zu shishinu mesa av lo nishok nir shus labal says the Ran chazin lehu l'kamai the amre demai the katani lo hispik habal lav dafka. Okay, so first he says not necessarily. He's like, the husband didn't have a chance, not necessarily. So we're talking about, like, you know, that's like the case that, you know, it could also be that he did here, but it's even possible that he didn't have a chance. Okay? Ube'inach bavi achrina nami hachiyam rinan velo salik lehu perusha lefumanios daitin mushimachin chazin lefirushinu lehanibavis. So he's going to explain it, whatever, he's not so happy. There's other ways to explain it also, but this is how he's going to explain it. V'hachi mitzchazi li. This is how I view it. T'hai denakat v'lo hispik habal l'rabusa nakte. What do you say the husband didn't have a chance to hear it? So what does it mean? That you're trying to include, you know, to make even more of a chiddush. T'af agav d'lo niru nidarim halalu la'aris. Even though the aris didn't even, like, know about this neder. V'lo zacha behen. Okay, I mean l'kaman. Ema hani mili bin nidarim shalo niru la'aris. D'ama. You might say, as long as he didn't hear about it, so he loses his power, gets weakened, right? He's not able to do anything about it. Since the father was mefer, ubal lo zacha klal, ubal didn't do anything with it. Kimeis le iklish le ha'nid retuva. You might say, so when he dies, so the neder also gets, you know, weakened. There's only, like, a little bit left. This is sort of the question we've been asking, right? Is it, how weak is it? It's cut it in half. And you might say, okay, that small amount left, the husband can do. That's what you might think. Like the father did something, it weakened it, he dies, and now the husband is left with doing some type of hafar. Kamash malon, and what we see instead is the afagavda hai nidra, Iklish Laituva, even though the neder became very weak, Lahu Porsa Nami Dimishtarbe Lo Matzi Baal Mefer. You see that even with a little bit left, you know, it's weak, still the husband can't be Mefer. Vihihi Dashmi Inam Beresha, the Afagav, the Lo Iklish Neder Klal, the Hanu Shama Baal, Vishasak. Even though we saw the first case, right, was like the neder didn't get weak at all because the Baal heard about it and said nothing, right? Filu Hachi Ha'af Matzi Mefer. In that case, the father can come in and knock it out. Right, so this, you see, like, the opposite is not true necessarily. You know, when the husband does nothing, the father can come in and knock it out. They're not equal, right? But here, when the father knocked it out, and then you think, okay, it's like super weak, just like finish it off. Actually, now he can't, right? V'chihechi d'ashmin number eight, the af agav the lom iklish neder klal the hanu shama abav v'shas the afidu hachi av matzi mefer we are already hachanami ashmin the af agav the iklish leituva ba lom matzi mefer. Fine. So you see here that it's not equal the way it works on each side.
So but that's the chiddush, right? Because if they were both alive, the father is mefer, the husband's mefer, you move on.
And so
he's mefer and dies.
Yeah.
He's stuck.
Yeah. Yeah, correct. And you can't really, he doesn't get the ability to finish it off, which is interesting.
Right,
yeah.
Because the Urus never has the full power.
By himself. Ah. During Arison, we're still in a transitional period.
Correct.
Exactly.
But the father was made for while he was alive. So.
Right. But in that scenario, the father started to lose some of his power.
Yeah, I understand. But he exercised his power and...
Yeah.
So that's the chiddush.
Yeah. It is a chiddush. Yeah.
If the father had died before the marriage was even a thought, is the husband in the stage allowed to nullify by himself?
She gets married without a husband.
No.
Without a father.
Sorry, married
when she's a kid. Married without a father.
Can the husband
do the whole thing during kiddushin?
Yeah.
I think the answer is yes. Unless
the older brother.
Yeah, the older brother take it on. But yeah, fine.
Well, sure, we'll get back.
we have a little bit left. So let's keep going. I want to make sure we get to all the cases. Okay, we could spend the whole, you know, multiple shiur on each one of these cases. Okay, next case.
Classic. Three words and.
Yeah. See. Yeah. Exactly. Classic. Look at this short daf. Okay. Yeah. Exactly. Okay. Next case. Shama Baila. So what if the husband hears? V'heferlan. He's mayfair. V'lo hispaka av lishmoa. And the av doesn't hear, ad shemeis habal. Okay, the av doesn't hear until the husband dies. Zoe shishaninu, meis habal, nitrok nereshus la'av. Okay, the Ran already asked the kasha. This seems to be very similar to the first case.
Yeah.
Okay, it seems to be almost the same. Okay, that again, the husband heard, did a hafara, sounds like, again, and the husband, and the father doesn't hear, and the father doesn't hear, and the husband dies.
If it's
in that case, what happens? The husband dies, and the father does have the ability, right? Because the hafara, like we said, stays alive. So the question is going to become, one of the questions is, what's the difference in case one and case three? But fine. Shama baila vehefirla. So what happened now, case four? The husband hears, he's mefer. V'lo hispika av lishmo ad shemes. And the father doesn't hear until the father himself dies. Ein aba yachal lahafer. Okay? Even though the husband did it already. Okay? She'ein habal mefer ela b'shutfus. Because the Baal, again, only works together with the father. So the fact that he did what he did doesn't do anything, right? Because the father's gone. So we didn't have a chance to have us both knock it out together. Okay, that's case four. Case number five. Shama avia vehefila. What happens is the father hears, he does the hafara, velohispik habal lishmoa achemes. And the husband didn't have a chance until he dies. Okay, so the husband, the father's hafara happens, but the husband doesn't have a chance and he dies. Chozer ha'av u'mefer chelk el shabal. What happens in that scenario? The father can go ahead and be made for the husband's chelak. Huh, that sounds different from all other four cases, right? He did his job, husband dies, may say, oh, we need both of us. The answer is, no. Now the husband died, she pops back to her father's rishus, father does the other half. Okay? Amar Rabbi Nasan, hein hein divri Beis Shammai. This is the Shita of Beis Shammai. Why? Because Beis Hillel omrim, ein yachal hafir. Beis Hillel says, no. If the father did a hafara and the husband dies, sorry, husband died. You're out of luck. The father can't take on the other side. Okay? How is that? Shema mina lebeis Shammai, megiz gaiz. Lebeis Hillel, miklash kalish shema mina. Okay, so what do you see? What's this machlokas, Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai? It's exactly the machlokas that we were talking about initially. Okay? How does that work? Take a look. Take a look at the run. 1, 2, 3. Just take a look at the run. You still have it. Yeah. From the top. Hi to Gatani Choser. Lo shiyach shal hafir masha hafir. Kfar. He's going to do another hafir what he did before. Tahanu chelko shalav. El lahachi tani choser mishum shekvar hafir hachelko. Va'achshav choser mifim. He just says it again. Right, chelko shabal, ubahachi sagi, and that's okay. Ve'ein tzarich shiach shav yafra chelko atzam, he doesn't do his part again. Mishun dekeva di'ihu lo meis, afagav de meis le'bal, lo bat la'afar da'av. His afar is in place, and he does it a second time. Okay? Ami Rebbe Nasan, heinein divri b'shamet, dekasave de'yachol la'av la'afar, p'chi agavna. B'shamet says that works, he can do that. Ubahafar is chelko shabal b'lechud sagi, he just takes care of the baal's section. Mishum da'afar da'av, kevan de'lo meis, lo aftila, lo aftila. Why? Aba Hillel omrim, ein achal hafer klal. V'afilu chozer mefer chelko. V'chelko, even does both. It doesn't work. Right? And what's the reason? V'ka yavin and time mishum de la Beis Shammai megiz guys. Right? Beis Shammai holds. When you do your part, you took care of your part and it goes away. Right? K'she hefer av techila hefer chelko bilvad. V'chelko ba lo nigra klal. My husband's part, the father's part is destroyed. And the part of the husband is still around. Ela adayin hukayim legamrei. V'chashuv hu laho risho la'av. And it's available now to be transferred to the father. With the Beis Hillel, miklish kalish. Beis Hillel says, no, you just weakened it, right? K'shehefer av chelko nigra chelko shabal. When I knocked out, when I did my hafara, the whole thing got weak, right? V'einu chashuv laho risho la'av. And you can't pass it on to somebody else. It's already too weak. You could say, well, why? But okay, that's the assumption. The cave in the av akasi ise hafar diday lo batlala. Right, so since the father is still around, his hafar is not gone. Vakasi nidra beklishuse kai, and the nether remains weakened. The cave in the kalish like chelko shabal lo matzi mefer av. Fascinating, because it's weak, now you can't pass it over. Okay, so just points out miu hani mili bishalonis arsa la'acher. This is only true if she didn't get engaged to somebody else. I wouldn't recommend it. But if it would happen, then the new guy can come in and they can do it together. Fine. But the point is, this is the case that we were looking for, right, to explain who cares. Megas guys, Niklash Kalish, the answer is this case, and this is the Machlokas Vesil Beis Shammai about whether Miklash Kalish or Megas guys. So at least we got an example. We'll stop here. We'll pick up next week.
Theoretical, really, because wouldn't you just go to the woman and say, had you known that so-and-so would pass away, would you have made that neder? And then she would be like, no, I wouldn't have made it, because then...
It's assuming that she doesn't want to keep it.
Yeah, it's assuming she doesn't want to keep it.
But this point, the whole point here of the whole construct is that even if she wants to keep it, they have the ability to overrule her.
Right.
So you're right. If she... That's always true. And if the nether is chal, she can give you shoulder nether, maybe we can do a hatara. But this is the hafara, which is uprooting it before it is even chal, because we don't think this is good for her.
Right.
But yeah.